Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is handling business-to-engineering connection. I have been talking so much lately with leaders who say that their team simply does not care about the business, the users, and the impact that their customers are receiving from the usage of the product. I'm sure it's no surprise to you to hear that many engineers and people in engineering in general get a lot more satisfaction from focusing on the tech and on the craft than from the results that that craft then brings to the users. And frankly, most often, the problem stems from the way leadership acts and how they enable a connection, a solid one, between engineering and the business. Why is that so? When engineers focus on tech and on their craft and not on the business impact, that is because they go with the path of least resistance. Doing engineering things is easy. It's approachable. Often, they don't even need to ask anyone in order to decide to invest some time in doing the engineering stuff. Getting involved with business-related matters, for example, like seeing what users are saying, taking part in user interviews, getting testimonials in front of them, all of those, if they want to do it by themselves, often requires them to perform active, proactive work to ask to get access to those things. And that, as you know, is always harder. To turn the ship around, you have to start by making the business approachable and making it so that everyone sees what is important. For example, are you routinely exposing the team to what customers are saying? Do you have people regularly shadow customer success to see what users are saying and how the support tickets look like? Do you have people see recorded user interviews, for example? Are your engineers in user groups, if you have a Facebook group or a subreddit? Or people writing on Twitter, do your engineers see it? Are they exposed to whatever is being said about your product? Can they see the impact whatever they just released has on the users? A place where this breaks often is that many leaders try and say, we are going to work on this, you know, big feature. People work on it for 2 months and they are being told that this matters a lot. But you know what? There comes the day, it is released to production, and crickets. They just move along to the next feature, and they never hear about the impact they have delivered. So where are they going to get some satisfaction here? When they do a refactoring, they see the new code with their own eyes. They feel the satisfaction immediately. When they work on a big feature, and they do not see that it had any impact, why would they feel motivated from it? That is why you have to have meta reviews, because you usually cannot show the impact a feature had immediately upon release. Unless it is a fix for something, or I don't know, your Facebook and have billions of users, it's gonna take a while for the feature to pick up usage, for maybe your marketing team to market it so people actually use it. If it's an upsell, maybe you have to wait for people to purchase it and start using it. And so, you will only know whether that feature had a positive impact, say, a month later or two. The problem is that in good product teams, at least this is tracked, and someone will review whether whatever you released, say, in this quarter, eventually had the impact you had hoped for. But very often, that information is not then relayed to the engineering team. If you have successes, let them know. If you have failed, let them know. Tell them, here's what we did. Here are the numbers we're seeing. They haven't changed as we had hoped, but good job anyway. Now let's try again. You have to help them close the loop, because without a good feedback loop, there will not be any intrinsic motivation for them to focus on the engineering stuff. The second part here, in order to help them, is that you and everyone in your management team should start spending your time appropriately. You know, put your money where your mouth is. How many meetings do you have a week of the back-end guild or the front-end guild, and people are talking about technology stuff that will probably not have as big of an impact as it might have. Are you allowing your people to spend hours upon hours discussing how the process of a pull request review should look like, encouraging them to spend even more time in the meta aspects of their craft and not on the business parts? Ensure that your calendar, your time investment, matches the right balance that you want to strike. Have regular time talking about business impacts, about the roadmap, about the way features are behaving, about what customers are saying, about the latest summary of what you have learned from the quarterly business review. Whatever it is, connect them to it. Without that, they are simply going to view themselves as a siloed engineering team, and they will focus on what is easiest for them to focus on. And so, yeah, it starts with you. And lastly, you might have some people who, if you look at the product to tech continuum, are on the tech part squarely. They won't move from it. They just care about doing some deep tech, AI on washing machines, I don't know. And if that is their sole passion, and you have a handful of those, that's fine. But if you have a bunch of these, if this forms 30%, 50% of your engineering team, then you, my friend, are making the wrong choices when you are hiring. This again comes down to what management does. You have to set the right expectations and filter for people who have any inkling for the business. You cannot allow yourself to bring in all the smartest people in the universe, but who simply care about one specific aspect and do not care about the bigger picture. You have to keep a good balance here, because if you have too many people all towards the tech part of the continuum, you will be out of whack and you will not be able to bring in product-related innovation. You will not have people who come up with good ideas or who actually understand the product so that they can know which corners should be cut. Won't tell product, you know, I think that this is useless and maybe we can do it this way and get pretty much the same benefit. That's it for this week. I'm sure you have a bunch of thinking to do right now, so I'll just leave you with this. As always, thank you for joining me. If you haven't subscribed yet, you can subscribe to the best newsletter for tech execs online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you. And talk soon.